This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis told reporters today that the state plans to reopen schools at the start of the new year using data and science, plus a variety of public health measures to keep schools safe.
It includes prioritizing testing for schools, expanding contact tracing capacity for schools, continued mask wearing, regular symptom screening, effective cohorting.
The state aims to provide testing, especially in communities with high rates of coronavirus, and regular testing for educators and staff who want it, and for those who have been quarantined after an exposure. Senator Michael Bennett introduced a conservation bill today to spur economic growth. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Outdoor Restoration Force Act would create a $60 billion fund for projects that range from wildfire mitigation to clearing abandoned mines. $20 billion would go to state and local governments, with $40 billion set aside for federal agencies. Bennett says local governments can use the money to create jobs. With a couple of weeks left in the legislative session, the bill isn't expected to move, but it does indicate where Bennett's focus may lie in the next Congress. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Castle Rock man charged with running a southern border wall fundraising scam will face trial in New York after his request to have it moved to Colorado was denied. Timothy Shea allegedly helped former Trump aide Steve Bannon and two others raise $25 million. 26 in Denver, 26 in Colorado Springs, 19 degrees for Vail. This is CPR News.